Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the various type of shuhada. Shuhada is the plural of shaheed. Yesterday we did a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one who is killed defending his property is a shaheed, a martyr. One who is killed defending his life is a martyr. This we understand, person is defending his property, is defending his life, is a martyr if he happens to pass away. One who is killed defending his deen is a martyr. What is meant by this? He's defending his deen, his religion is a martyr. Ulama explain that sometimes the masjid, for example, this is an example, is something to do directly related to deen, is under attack. In other parts of the world, in India and other places, you find that sometimes there is a fight over a masjid. The person is there to defend the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is there to protect the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the rush, he happens to pass away. He gets killed. This person now is a shaheed. So he's defending his deen. Well, now there's another common thing that's happening, is people to show demonstration against Islam, they are burning the Quran Sharif, or they're showing disrespect to the Quran Sharif. Now if you get a Muslim that is defending the honor of the Quran, and on that occasion he happens to get killed, he's a shaheed, because he's defending his deen. So these are just some examples of a person that is defending his deen. Sometimes it's attack on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different forms. Person is defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is killed. This person is a shaheed. So this was the third part of the hadith yesterday that we did. And the last part, which is also something that is understandable, one who is killed defending his family is a martyr. He's protecting his family, he's protecting his wife, protecting his children. And in that rush, this person happens to get killed. This person is a shaheed. So today's hadith will teach us and also show us, demonstrate to us, highlight to us that a Muslim is not somebody that is buzdil, is not a coward. A Muslim is a bahadur, somebody that is very brave. Always a Muslim should be one that is brave. He doesn't go out seeking trouble. A Muslim doesn't seek trouble. But when it comes to defending himself, defending his deen, defending his property, defending his family, then a Muslim is one that is not a coward. He is very brave. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أرأيت إن جاء رجل يريد أخذ مالي قال فلا تعطه مالك قال أرأيت إن قاتلني قال قاتله قال أرأيت إن قتلني قال فأنت شهيد قال أرأيت إن قتلته قال هو في النار رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me, what do you say about a person who comes to me and wants to seize my wealth? Somebody comes up to me and wants to seize, in other words, steal my wealth. Inform me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do in a situation like that? Look at what a beautiful answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, do not give your wealth to him. He's coming to steal your wealth, he's coming to take your wealth. Do not give your wealth to him. So this person then asked, what if he fights me? In other words, the person is coming to steal, take my wealth away. What if he fights me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, fight back. So he asked, what if he kills me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, then you will be a martyr. In other words, there's nothing for you to be afraid of. If he happens to kill you at the time when he wants to steal your wealth and you're fighting back, then you become a shaheed. What is there for you to be afraid of? So this person then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if I kill him in this whole incident? I happen to kill him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he will be in Jahannam. He will go to Jahannam. So even then there is nothing for you to fright. So here teaches us something very, very important. It's not that a Muslim goes around looking to kill people. But if it happens to be such that he's now, wealth is at stake, he's, as we explained in the previous ahadith, that he's deen is at stake, his family is at stake, his life is at stake. So Muslim is one that is there to protect it. He doesn't just give up immediately, take whatever you want. Obviously we explained the situation has to be seen, looked at, and then a person decides how to react. Now this is something that is intelligent, but we are taught that we mustn't be afraid, that if Allah Ta'ala makes it such and is decreed for us that in defending our property we become a shaheed, then what a good mot a person has got. He's got the death of a shaheed, even though he didn't go in battlefield, he may be at home, but by defending his property, defending his life, defending his deen, defending his family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him the martaba of shaheed. So the lesson we learned from this last hadith in this chapter is that at all times a Muslim is not a coward. Where he needs to be brave, he shows his bravery. And where he needs to be humble, he's humble. Where he needs to show love, he shows love. So the right occasion, he demonstrates the right type of action. He demonstrates the right type of love. He demonstrates the right type. Even at the time of anger, a Muslim demonstrates anger. But he doesn't demonstrate anger in the wrong place to the wrong people. Where it is necessary, then a person demonstrates anger. Like for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at times his face would get red, at times he would get upset when he would see something that is happening against Islam. Sometimes he would witness something that is against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This would upset him. So now that was the time to get upset. When a person, for example, now, this is, I'm showing another example where a person has to show love and kindness when he's with his wife and his children and he's teaching them, or he's teaching just people in general. Then he shows love, he shows affection. So at different times, a person shows different emotions. This is also part of our deen. So here, this hadith is telling us at the time when your wealth is about to be seized, at that time you show a different type of emotion, you fight back. So this is the beauty of deen, where a person takes the right emotion, the right action, and he places it in the right place. Not that he gets angry with his wife and his children all the time, and with the thieves he's a coward. Person is acting brave in front of those people that are weak in front of him, but those people that are strong in front of him, he acts as a coward. A Muslim is one that demonstrates the right action, the right emotion, the right feelings in the right places. On the lighter side, there was one person to try and tell all the people and impress the people how strong he is and how brave he is. A small built person, so now to try and impress the people, he said, "You see, today I made 5 big-sized people run for their lives." So people were surprised that, "How you made 5 big-sized people run for their lives?" He said, "No, I was running in front of them. So I made them chase me today." So now that is not called bravery, when you're running in front of the people. Bravery is such when a person happens to show it at the right time, at the right place, for the right reason. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.